it's almost the type A trap where, especially when you find something that you love. So for you, it's the PhD and also the new venture of PhD Pathways. It's like, the advice that I always hear and I agree with is trying to do work that feels like play, but it looks like work to others, but it feels like play to you. And obviously it won't always feel like play, but overall you get a lot of fulfillment from it. But like we're saying, the trap is if you take it to the extreme, especially if you're a bit obsessive and control freaky and you love to, you know, just delve into things, you can burn you out, right? And, you know, you don't have to do a craft if your craft is your work. But I guess trying to find time to do those things like buying a camper van and watching Netflix documentaries on sports stars is a pretty good way to decompress. But yeah, it's the trap that people don't talk about that much from what I've heard. A lot of the time it's normally a type B problem where someone's telling you, like the person who doesn't have the motivation or hasn't found the playful work to get off their ass and start doing stuff or start lifting weights and stuff. And then once you actually get past that hurdle and you do figure out what you want to do with your life, you got to try and find a way to not let it swallow you whole and you drown in it, right?
Yeah, it's so hard. It's cool to hear. It sounds like you sort of understand that problem. I like this idea of doing something that you find to be play. I think I feel that way about the entrepreneur journey. It's fun. It really is fun, but it can take a lot of these things can take so much. And at the end of the day, even if you like the thing you're playing at, right, or you like the thing that you're working at, I do think it's important to not feel guilty when you want to rest. That's it. If you don't want to rest, I think everybody should rest. But like, if you're not at a point where you really want to, you really want to do your work, you're very excited about it, cool, right? Like, you really want to record that next podcast, awesome, do it. But if you want to watch the sports documentary and you're watching it and you're feeling guilty, I don't like that. That's the part that I have a difficult time with, which is like, come on. Like, you shouldn't have to work 12 hours just so you can watch the sports documentary, right? So I don't want us to like feel like we have to justify overwork in order to rest. You should be able to rest when you want to, but you should be able to enjoy it. And I think for me, that's something I really struggle with. And the idea of like a vacation is tough, you know, to like actually go and rest and like shut the computer. Like the other day, a couple of weeks ago, my family came and visited and I didn't bring my computer. It was amazing. It was terrifying, very scary, but it was awesome. You know, it was like, wow, we're just sitting here chatting or, you know, connecting in ways you might never have previously connected on. So, something I'm currently struggling with, but I appreciate you caring about the topic.
Yeah. No, it's I've heard this thing called productivity debt where we wake up at the start of the day and it's almost like we're in debt and we have to do the tasks to get to zero or to get a bit more. And if we don't do the task, we feel like we have that like loss aversion and we're not making progress and we stop the compounding, we start panicking. Is that something you've experienced?
I've never heard of that before. And I absolutely adore it. Not in a way that it's like healthy, but it feels like it like resonates, I think. I think you wake up and you have to like prove yourself almost. You're like, okay, I'm up. What are all the things I'm going to accomplish today? I love a to-do list. I absolutely love it. It might be a little overboard, but if I could, I'd probably check off like brush my teeth, right? Like I just love checking off. You do?
Yeah. I have done plan my day.
That's actually pretty impressive. Do you put like everything on there? Like
no, not most things. Yeah.
Okay. Maybe like drink water again. Like anything. Sometimes I will even rewrite a task I just did and then cross it off because I forgot to put on the to-do list in the first place. Same. Okay, cool. It's good to meet a kindred spirit here. This idea of productivity debt is really interesting. But then when does it stop, right? Like you just keep chasing this productivity. And then at the end of the day, it's like, oh, maybe I wasn't even that productive. And it's like, you got like three things done today, you know? And I think I don't know if it stems from a human's fear of the limitations of life or mortality or whatever it might be. But you know, I saw something that's worked for me that's felt healthy is to put three things on your list for the day. Just three. There's no need to put 27. Just put three things that you want to do. And you know, that can be life stuff, that could be job stuff, right? But maybe it's you need to change your address on your insurance, right? Put that on there. Maybe you need to go grocery shopping. Cool. And then maybe you need to do 2 podcast recordings, right? Cross those off and you feel like you've crushed your day and you just feel so great. And that's awesome. But should we have to do that? Could we have just woken up and been happy that we were alive and walked today and moved our bodies and saw the sun and watched a cool show and laughed? I don't know. Maybe it depends on the person.
It does. And I guess it depends on the season as well, especially if you're studying or doing a PhD. It's intense and it is quite, I guess, a checklist orientated in a way. I think an antidote to it, or potential antidote to it, or a remedy for it, maybe not as strong as an antidote, is gratitude, which sounds a bit cliche, but even just like, again, this is on my to-do list, 5-minute journal where I just start writing and even reframing, thinking your 85-year-old self looking back and then just like looking around and being like, oh, my body doesn't hurt. Oh, I'm flying cars outside. I'm so young. It just gives you that grounding effect. And I mean, you still want to go on with the rest of your day, but it just makes you feel more present. Another thing that I do in the evenings is I kind of trick my brain and I'm like, okay, I'm going to go to the sauna and the steam room, definitely for the health benefits and not just to like chat to all the regulars for 45 minutes. So sometimes I have to trick my brain, but those are some effective tactics that I've used.
Totally. I actually have been saying recently, it's funny that you said the thing about gratitude. Because recently I've just been saying I'm convinced that gratitude is probably the secret. Like if you could nail that, I feel like you'd be a pretty happy person. And so I need to do better at that for sure. We can get caught up a lot in, I think, accomplishments. And you're right that it's seasons, but I still want to be happy at the season, because yes, then the season passes and you're like, wow, I was a PhD student at Stanford running a business, talking on cool podcasts with Jacob. Like, this is awesome. And instead it's like, oh man, I'm not working right now, right? Like, oh, I need to go do this, I need to go do that. It's like, come on. You know, I had a really good sandwich the other day. That is life, you know? So I do appreciate you chatting and commiserating about this, but also, you know, having a thought partner on this. It's cool. I think I wish more people talked about it.
Yeah, yeah. And I guess it might be different in Stanford and your circles and stuff, but I don't know how many people struggle with this. Maybe more people do than I'm aware of. Maybe I should ask more people around me about it, but it is quite a type A problem. And I think a lot of the time, from my experience, a lot of the people that I've spoken to actually have the opposite problem, where they're like, I don't know what to do with my life and I don't feel motivated. I know what I want to do with my life, but I'm not doing it. And I don't know why I'm not doing it. Maybe it's to do with the histamine levels in their brain.
Maybe motivation, you know, let's hope so.